We just lit the Chanukah candles in Shul, and the Tamim Minhagim gives one of the reasons as to why this is the case. After all, if we light at home immediately thereafter, why is it then necessary for us to light now in Shul? So he brings the reason of the Lavush and says that Tam Shetiknu Blahadik Ner Chanukah Beveisach Nesis, the reason why we light in Shul, Mitnei Ha'orchim She'ein Lehem Bayis Lahadlik Bo. When it comes to guests, people that are traveling, in which they don't have a place to light, they have nowhere to light, and therefore they somehow at least partake in this mitzvah by hearing it in the Shul. And he says, "Ukamo Shetiknu Kiddush Beveis Hachneses." This is also, as Lavush explains, the origin as to why Kiddush is recited in shuls is because of those who were unable to go to a home to partake of a Shabbos meal, and this way they're able to hear the Kiddush and thereafter in those days to eat in the shul. Now it's brought down in the Piskei Teshuvos additional reasons, quoting the words of the Beis Yosef. He says, first of all, the Beis Yosef does, the reason that we said as to why we light in the shul is because of guests, because otherwise they'll have nowhere else to light, they have no place to go. Another reason that's brought down is in the name of the Rivash. He says, Mishum Parsume Nisa, that the purpose is to publicize the miracle Kivan. She'ein Anu Yecholim L'Kayim HaMitzvah Kitikuna. In those days, at least, they were unable to fulfill the mitzvah properly. That is, namely, lahadlik bepesach habayis mibchutz, to light outside, or to light in a way that the people from the outside, anyone could see that you're performing a mitzvah. After all, she had ha'akum tekifa, because they were living in a generation in which it was outlawed, and it could easily cause tremendous problems for the Jewish people. Therefore, at least it was done quietly in a shul, and of course something which we would not have encouraged in a house where we don't have the same level of control. And then he brings the reason of the kolbo, a third reason. He says, the reason why we light in shul is in order to far same hanes, to publicize the miracle. Well, we publicize the miracle at home. But then he continues, he says that it's a little bit more in shul. Lafarsim hanes bifne kol ha'am, l'sader ha'brachos lifnehem, to be able to really publicize the miracle in a greater fashion by doing so where there is a korum, where there's a minyan present. Lafi, sheyesh bazeh pirsum gadol l'shmo yisbarech, it's a great way of publicizing the nes Hashem performed for Klal Yisrael. V'kiddush shmo, shemevarechim oso b'mekihilos. And also it's a form of a kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying God's name, that it's done in a larger setting. V'yesh b'hadlaka zu mishum zecher l'hadlaka saneros b'mikdash. And he says also the significance of this is that in order to remind us in the greatest fashion, the most similar fashion, of the miracle which occurred, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's done in what we have left, now that we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, but we do have the Beis HaKnesses, which is the next best thing, if you will. Says the Piskei Teshuvos, the first two reasons that we cited really don't apply, and he says, after all, nowadays, to say the reason why we light in the shul is because there's no place thereafter for a guest to light is not realistic. After all, that person could either be in a hotel, assuming you can light there, which is a whole other shaila, or at someone's home in which they can light, staying as a guest in such a place. So that reason doesn't really apply so much nowadays. And he says, furthermore, the reason of the Rivash, Leika, that also falls down. Fortunately for us, the Ein Lanu Chashash L'Hadlik B'chutz. We fortunately live in an era in which it's not an issue for us to perform these mitzvos in a public fashion. We call makom nonetheless. L'Bateila Hatakana. He says, therefore, why do we do it? If these reasons don't apply, and that's the only reason why we lit in the shul initially, apparently there should be no reason for us to light anymore. He said, no, we should not be mevatel this takana. We should still light in shul. And he says the reason why that should be done, even with a bracha, is based on the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said that the reason why is Mishum Persume Nisa, the publicizing of the miracle. And that was a third reason, which still does apply. The fact is that by lighting the Chanukiah, the menorah here, it's a greater form or an additional way in which we're able to publicize the nes. Achein, and therefore, that's the reason why, since the other two reasons don't apply nowadays, that's the reason why the Ramah warns us that even if you were present in Shul, does not mean that you do not have to light at home. Rather, ein yotzi miyadei chova b'hadalacha zu. We have not fulfilled our obligation, rather we have to light at home afterwards. We're going to conclude with a question that since you're not really yotzi anyway, maybe we'll allow even a katan, a child, to be engaged in this particular mitzvah in shul and give them this kavod. So he says as follows: V'kivan she'en yotzi midei chova b'hadalacha zu. Since technically you're not really fulfilling your obligation anyway, you're not at all. Hayo lanu lahatir lahadlik neros b'beis hakneses al yedei katan she'agil chinuch. Maybe we should even allow a child, even if he's not yet the age of 13. He has reached at least the age of chinuch. He understands the importance of this mitzvah, and he's already old enough to perform it, but he's not 13. But because no one is fulfilling their obligation anyway, technically we should even allow such a child to perform this mitzvah on behalf of the shul. However, amnam l'maisa mishum kavod hatzibor ein loseis l'katan l'hadlik l'moyel mechilas hatzibor al kavodim. He says l'maisa, even though technically a katan could do so, but because of the idea of kavod tzibor, that to have amongst many people in a shul, and of course we're all adults, bar mitzvah and above, to have a child to light, that's something which is a lack of kavod hatzibor. And he concludes that it doesn't even matter, even if the tzibor is moichel, we still will not be moichel, and we say that the child is not allowed to light on our behalf.